are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people who make them and do not necessarily represent the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or any of its affiliates or advertisers. And welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous place we call Earth. Thanks for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. If you're joining us for the very first time, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you, and I hope you make a habit out of it. I'll tell you what, it's a good habit to get into, and folks all around this planet have the habit. You need to know that we have a free weekly newsletter. It is called the K-Files E-Zine. If you have not subscribed, go over to my website at kevinsmithshow.com, and you'll see it. It's a little red, little button with red letters, and it says K-Files E-Zine. You can unsubscribe anytime you decide to do so. There are no strings attached, my friends. I received an email, someone wanting me to provide an update on Dick Criswell's condition, and I wish I could do that, but I honestly do not have an update on his condition other than the one I read right after his surgery. He had a quintuple bypass, and that's five bypasses, and was recovering. The last time I heard was in the process of recovering from the surgery. And so I haven't heard anything in the last couple of days. And I would assume that he is doing well, or I would have heard something. And I certainly hope that he is doing well. You know, there were dire predictions for October the 7th all over the internet. And I said, you know, anything's possible, but I just don't see the evidence that those predictions are going to come to pass. Some of those predictions were that we would become involved in a nuclear war on October 7th. Some of the predictions that were out there on the internet said that the United States would be under martial law starting on October the 7th. And I said, you know, I don't see the indications of it. I don't see the evidence of it. And I don't think it's going to happen. And, of course, we now know that it did not happen. Now, sometimes people say, well, you know, okay, maybe it didn't happen on the 7th, but it's going to happen. Well, the probability that anything you say is going to happen, given a long enough time, is probably 100%. I mean, you know, you give us, you know, a couple of thousand years, we're probably going to have a nuclear war and so forth. But I didn't see that that was going to happen on October the 7th, and I'm not a psychic and I don't predict the future, but I mean, just looking at events and evidence, I didn't see it. And turns out I was correct. Now, October the 14th is the next big date that is looming large on the internet, and it's really pretty interesting. There may be a little bit more evidence for this, although we're going to discuss it pretty much in detail, and that is the predictions that have been shared by Blossom Goodchild. And she says that there's going to be a massive UFO that's going to appear over the southern United States and that it's going to remain parked in place for about 72 hours in the hovering in the skies, and that it'll be televised, and people are going to know for sure then that it's the real deal. We're going to talk about that tonight and some other things because it's Open Line Live. We'll be back right after this. Here on The Kevin Smith Show, as you know, we tackle all kinds of topics, and, you know, I don't try to, even if something seems really, really out there, I don't try to screen us away from that. We dive into it and examine it, because sometimes that really turns out to be the truth. Now, I want to use as an example of that, the face on Mars. I do not read tabloid magazines. Never read them. Don't buy them. Don't read them. But, you know, when you go through the checkout line at the grocery store or at Walmart or a lot of stores like that, they have the tabloid stacked there, you know, right there in the by the cash register. And you can see what's on the cover. And I remember years ago, before anybody was talking about a face on Mars, I remember, I don't remember if it was the National Enquirer or if it was the Sun or what, I don't even know the names of all those, but one of the tabloids had a picture of this face on Mars right on the cover. And I think the caption, the headline said, "Jesus' face is on Mars," or something like that. But it had the picture. And everyone was laughing about it and scoffing about it. And lo and behold, while it may not be Jesus' picture, NASA did have a photograph taken by Viking of the face on Mars. And so it may seem way out on the edge sometimes, but sometimes that sort of thing turns out to be real. And we're going to be talking about something that is out on the edge tonight. We're going to be talking about the messages from a person named Blossom Goodchild. The information is very much edge information, but it seems to be rocking the internet, and apparently it's having some impact off internet and into the world of government in some cases, not necessarily the United States government, but in some cases it seems there may be some response at government levels to this information. And we'll talk about that a little bit. Now, I'm going to open the phone lines in just a moment, but I want us to get into the Blossom Goodchild story tonight, and I want us to get into it right up to here, because I really would like to know what you think about this, and I mean really from your toenails up, what do you think about this? Blossom Goodchild is originally from the UK, and she is a professional direct voice channeling medium. And for the past several years, she's been channeling a Native American Indian spirit called White Cloud. She is also an actress, and she has, by the way, moved. She has immigrated to Australia now, and in 2001, she immigrated to Australia. She settled in Noosa, N-O-O-S-A, Noosa, with her husband and son. And she's established herself as an actress there in Australia. But she recently has come out with some messages that she says that she channeled from the Federation of, I think it's called the Federation of Light. I'll see that here in just a little bit. But the message is that basically a gigantic, really huge spaceship is going to appear above the southern United States. It is going to hover there pretty much in place for about 72 hours. And the purpose for that, and it's going to do it on October the 14th, 2008. And apparently the reason for that is so that this Federation of Light can not only make themselves known, but they want to make themselves known in such a way that the news media has to pay attention and has to show you what is going on. There is always, when we talk about channeled messages, there is always a very hefty dose of skepticism involved by the public when you hear channeled messages. And part of the reason is that normally channeled messages are vague and cryptic and nonspecific. This message gives a specific date and location and some specifics about the arrival of this spaceship. Now, I did a little research today to find the information about the arrival of this spaceship. And you know, it's a lot of, this thing is going across the internet like wildfire, so there's lots of information out there about it. But there is a site that I checked, and there is on this site, it's a blog, and on this site is a an entry from a police officer by the name of David, and he's talking about some pretty interesting stuff here, and I wanted to share that with you. We're going to talk about the stuff that David says, but we're also going to be that's related to Blossom Goodchild. Now, whenever I use the name Blossom Goodchild, this is on your screen right now. You can see if you're watching our online TV. Feed, you can see a photograph now of Blossom Goodchild. That is the lady, and she is the one who has been talking about all of this. In the message about in the message about the arrival of this spaceship, here is let me. Read this. Here is what the Federation of Light apparently has told her. It says, "Accept us in your truth as we draw closer to your earthly vibration, and remember of the small tremor that we spoke of. We speak of this so that there shall be no cause for alarm." And it says, "It is to be a shuddering within the core of your earth, but it shall cause no damage. It simply cannot be avoided. It is of no harm. It shall take place a few days before the time of our appearance." All right? So say that, you know, we don't know whether this is the case or not. We're not sure whether this is the case or not, but there has been a small shuddering. So I noticed that, at least from my monitors, that the photo of Blossom Goodchild did not appear on your screen, so let me adjust that. Now it should be there. Now, here's a very, very important component to this. The important component to this story is if, you know, we have that prophecy there. I'm calling it a prophecy. We have that message that there's going to be a small shuddering. Well, let me show you something. Let me show you Google Earth. All right? That is Google Earth. And if you will look carefully, you will see that there is a diamond shape that is blocked out. Clouds kind of come in from the left side there. But there is a diamond shape that is blocked out. And these shapes like this have been appearing on Google Earth now for several days. And this is over the pole. This is over a polar area. And this has been appearing on Google Earth now for several days. Well, some people thought, well, maybe that's just Google Earth. Because, you know, maybe they're having some problems with their satellite. And so they've checked other satellites and found the same thing. And I find that to be really, really interesting. And how does that figure in with this statement about there is going to be this shuddering, this earthquake, if you will, a few days before the arrival of this massive spaceship? Well, the deal is this. This was posted, I think this was posted within the last 24 hours here. Anyway, it says, it was posted on, within the last 24 hours. And this is the policeman, and here's what he says. I just wanted to give you a heads up. Last night, I was checking out the diamond shapes in Google Earth, and this time I was dead center directly over one of the poles. I do find it ironic that the shapes seem to gravitate toward the poles of the Earth, especially since that is where the secret entrance to inner Earth is. Anyway, I woke up this morning and saw that an earthquake had happened in the Arctic region, directly under where the diamond shape is. The big deal is when I saw this article, and then there was an article about the earthquake. I may get into that a little bit. But the article about the earthquake is that the seismographs in Nevada registered the waves. However, there was no shaking. Scientists say that what appeared to be an earthquake in northeastern Nevada was actually a seismograph picking up waves from an earlier quake in the Arctic Ocean. Sigala says shaking could not be felt in Nevada, but that the waves form a quake like the one in the Arctic, or from a quake like the one in the Arctic, can be detected around the world. That rang several bells in my head when the Federation of Light had said, and then the Federation of Light quote that I read earlier, that there will be a shuddering, a small shaking, a few days ahead of their arrival. Well, you know, all of that may be completely coincidental. It may be totally, absolutely coincidental. But here we are just a few days ahead of the projected date or the predicted date or stated date. I don't know if you call it a prediction. But the message from Blossom Goodchild says, she says it's a message from the Federation of Light, and it says that there will be this shaking, this shuddering, a few days ahead of their arrival, and it can't be helped, and don't worry about it. So here we are a few days ahead of the date, October the 14th, and we had this shuddering, this shaking. Maybe coincidental. I also find it pretty interesting. I don't know that there's any significance to this, but if you take the date of the arrival, the expected arrival, that's October 14, 2008. All right, now since this is happening in the United States, or that's what the message says. It's going to happen over the United States. Then we use the United States or American date format instead of the international date format. All the rest of the world, it would not be 10-14-2008. It would be 14-10-2008. But if you use the American format, because the event is supposed to take place over the United States, then it's 10-14-2008. So if you subtract each number from the next, what you get is 2012. Sort of interesting, isn't it? So if you take 10 from 14, you get 4. Take 4 from 2008. Well, no, that's not how that works. I'll have to work that out. If you subtract each number from the next minus 2012, that's what you get. All right, so anyway, coincidence? Perhaps. Now, that's from an article that's written by Stefan Wutany, and you can find that at UFO Digest, and I think probably at Alien Seeker News as well. All right. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I am going to open up the telephone line, and when I open it up, I'm going to do that in just a moment. And when I open up the telephone line, here's what I want to know. I want us to talk about this, and we'll talk about other things if you want to, but I really want to know, what do you think about channeled messages in general? Do you put a lot of confidence in them, and do you think that they are accurate? And if so, why? Or do you think that channeled messages are pretty much unreliable? And if so, why? And I also would like to know, do you see this one from Blossom Goodchild as being any different? In other words, is this one different from most other channeled messages? If it is different, what's different about it? All right, so let's open up the telephone line. The telephone number I'm going to put up on your video screen. And for those of you listening by radio, the telephone number is 602-539-9580. 602-539-9580. So, let me read the opening paragraph of this article, because I really want you to, if you haven't paid attention to this prior to tonight, I want you to get a flavor of this. It says, like wildfires in the Australian outback, rumors of an upcoming mass televised UFO sighting over American skies are taking the internet by storm. Well, for you, maybe it is, and for you, maybe it isn't. And I really would like to know, how is that with you? Is this something you're paying a lot of attention to? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, it's Boston, California.
Hey, Bob.
How's it going, Kev?
Great. What's the deal with this Blossom Goodchild message from the Federation of Light? How does that strike you?
Oh, you're going to find this kind of odd, but there's some kind of a storm coming through California, something looking kind of nasty. And at first, first thing I was thinking, I went to the webpage and checked it out, and first thing that came to my mind was there's probably been over a million claims of something that's going to happen that didn't happen that pertains to something like the end of the world. And
all right,
now this,
look, can you hang on through the break?
Sure, I will.
Yep. All right, hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to do it, but the break is on us. We'll be back right after this. Well, Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're talking with Bob from California. Bob, sorry we had to cut you off in the break like that, but please continue. You were telling us about a big storm that's coming through your part of California.
Oh, yeah, apparently something's coming through. I don't really know what to make out of it. It's not really rain. It's not raining yet, but it just seems to be getting really windy, real dark, cloudy, and it's been coming up all day, and it just looks horrible. But what I was saying before was there's been millions of claims about the end of the world and huge things that haven't ever been true at all. And I put this in the category of something, maybe not the end of the world, but it's way more than just talking to a dead claim or something like that, because I do think that there's a lot of things that a mediator can pick up, like spiritual and after death, but this is such a big claim that at first I'd be inclined to say I completely think it's going to be wrong, but then I go outside and I look at the weather and I look at the population and how messed up this world's becoming, and who knows what's going to turn up in the future. I mean, I was thinking if there are alien races out there, there comes a time when they have to make themselves known if they want to deal with something. And maybe at first they were here for spices like the habanero pepper. Who knows?
I can just see Grays testing the habanero.
Isn't that what they did in E.T.?
You know, I don't remember that. But I got to tell you, it'll make you wish you were in E.T. A habanero is a serious pepper.
I know. I touched my eye with it when I was cutting it earlier today, and it was like slammed shut for an hour. It was pretty funny.
Well, you got a different sense of humor, I'll tell you. But look, let me ask you a question. Blossom Goodchild is an actress and apparently well-known in Australia. She's a stage actress. She is an author, and here she is putting, I would say, everything on the line. That doesn't mean it's true, but this is a very high-risk thing that she's stated.
Yeah, I'm extremely surprised at the type of claim that she's making, especially since it's only, 6 days away or 5 days away?
Yeah, well, now this has been, you're right, but this has been going on now for quite some time.
Ah, I see.
She first made this public back in August. You know, people might say, well, she's just looking to make a lot of money out of this. Well, I got to tell you, first of all, there has not been enough time from August till now for her to flood the market with products, so she's not making money off of it yet. And if this doesn't happen, her book sales will go in the tank.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah. So it's there's a lot on the line there. So flip a coin. Which way do you fall on this one?
I had to put my stamp on, I don't know, and I thought that was good enough even when I was trying to think outside the box.
Yeah, I don't know is a real good answer.
I'd have to say if I was a cop on the street and I was looking at something like maybe from the eyes of views where I'm trying to profile something, the first thing I'd say is no. If I had to put $50 on it the way the economy is, I'd say probably not. However, I'd never want to say that because the truth is I could be wrong and I really don't know.
Yeah, but the good news in that is if you lose that bet, that $50 is only worth about 50 cents now. So you wouldn't lose much. Bob, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the telephone line is open. 602-539-9580. There is this, I'm going to call it a prediction. It purports to be a message from extraterrestrials in the Federation of Light that Blossom Goodchild has channeled. But for shorthand, I'm going to just call it a prediction. So that we have this prediction that on October the 14th, there is going to be a massive spaceship that will appear in the skies above the southern United States. Some people say Alabama. Now, she has come out with a clarification saying, well, they didn't specifically say it's Alabama. It's just as the message closed, they said, we say to you the word Alabama. All right, so she said, but now specifically, they did not specifically say it's going to be above Alabama. But that's the way a lot of people are interpreting this. It's they said it will be over the southern part of our country. All right, so maybe over Alabama, maybe not. But it's supposed to be a massive, massive ship. All right, now, if it is, and I mean, let's say it's a couple of thousand miles across or a couple of thousand miles long, that's going to be hard to ignore by the news media. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Yes, Trey in Atlanta, Kevin.
Well, Trey, what do you think, man?
Look, I kind of agree with the last caller. There's been a lot of people predicting all kind of stuff, but the neat thing is what, you know, that you told us, you know, given this information and pretty much let us figure out for herself, is the fact that they predicted this, you know, the shuddering or shimmering or whatever, and if she did this and you said it was August,
yep.
You know, that's you know, that's amazing coincidence, I'll say that, you know.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, one way to look at it is that the Arctic region has earthquakes all the time. It's one of the most active areas on Earth. And yeah, but here's one right, you know, it's just a few days ahead of schedule here, as they said it would. So, you know, I shrug my shoulders and say, I don't know. I tell you, it's interesting, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, I was thinking, you know, it isn't gonna do anything unless it does stay there for multiple days, because we've had one over O'Hare. Phoenix lights were there, sitting there for whatever, a couple hours, however long it was. And, you know, people found out about it, but then it goes away. For it to actually, you know, make an impact, it's going to have to be there for multiple days in a row. So finally, you know, MSNBC and all those other slackers will have to take a helicopter out there and fly up to it and all that stuff. And then they'll be reporting on it. So if it's just there 3 days, Kevin, I don't care how big it is. If it's a spaceship and it just sits there in one spot for 72 hours, it's not going to be anything you can do to deny it, unless, you know, the government says, well, you know, it was our, you know,
it's a weather anomaly. It's a weather anomaly.
yeah, exactly. It's a weather anomaly. It's swamp gas and all of, but no, for 72 hours,
well,
you're not going to be able to say that.
Well, you know, maybe not a weather anomaly then. Maybe it's flares.
Well, I got a bad feeling that if this does happen, Kevin, we're going to see panic like we've never seen before, and, you know, way worse than, you know, the gas panic we've had in Atlanta and other places along this I-20 area. I think we're going to have bad panic. What do you think?
I don't know. Here in the United States, I'm not sure that there's going to be much panic, not among the population. There might be a little bit, you know, especially among people, you know, that people that have really, really, really been ridiculing the whole idea that, you know, there are no extraterrestrials and, you know, there's no UFOs, or there could be some panic amongst the group that's been saying they're all demons. These are demons, and it's all of the devil. You know, if I truly believed that UFOs exist, but they are all evil and they're of the devil, if that's what I believed, I might panic if I saw a gigantic one setting up above my city. Yeah, I might.
Yeah.
So there could be.
There
could be. All right, now let me ask you this. How much confidence do you place in channeled messages?
Channel messages, Kevin. Look, I know the mediums. There's some mediums that are real. They've been able to tell people the things about their families and all that that they, you know, could not have possibly known. But I think, as far as some channel messages, I don't know, Kevin. But I just think that, you know, like Nostradamus and all those guys, mm-hmm. whether they were actually controlling it or not, they were remote viewing, and that's what I think those guys were doing. And,
all right.
Having these things placed in their head by someone else. But I think that's probably less likely than just, you know, maybe an accidental natural remote viewer. But as far as this goes, well, you know, she's putting her reputation on the line. And who knows? Maybe she's made all the money she needs to make, and she doesn't care anymore. And
well, if this actually happens, though, Trey,
Trey,
if this actually happens on October the 14th, she's only begun to make money.
Oh no, she'll be the new Vegas. And
yeah. Well, but let me ask you this: is this channeled message? Do you see this one as different from most of the others that we've heard?
Yeah, it seems like there's no agenda for her, as far as I can see here. Like you said, she's putting it out there, so she's taking a risk. There's no agenda there that I know of. You got the quake, but like you said, I don't know. I need to know exactly how often these quakes happen there. Of course,
In the Arctic?
Activity everywhere.
Quakes in the Arctic are very frequent. Very frequent.
Does she say shakes and shimmers in the Arctic, or is she just say in general? Because that even be more,
likely,
if you said, a quake anywhere on the planet.
Okay, listen up. She simply said that the message was that there would be a slight shuddering of our Earth, and it's nothing to be alarmed at. It's just something that's going to happen when this ship is nearing the Earth. So it didn't say that it would be in the Arctic. The deal about the Arctic that's interesting is that the Google Earth pictures are blocking out a really huge territory over the poles, and it's kind of a diamond shape. And this has been going on for several days. They say that it's a glitch, but I read an article, actually an entry on a blog, where a guy said, well, I've checked some other satellites, not Google Earth, other satellites, and it's blocked on them too. And that area is about 4,000 miles long, and it's right over the poles. So that, with an Arctic earthquake, with this prediction that there would be a slight shuddering of the Earth a few days in advance of their arrival. All of that together, it's a big, big coincidental package. But, it looks like it sort of fits.
Well, can I say what would be neat to hear? Some new BS reasons. Because, if a ship's going to hover for 72 hours up there, we're going to have a lot better than swamp gas and flying seed pods as reasons. And they're going to have to come up with some new ones. And it can't be a weather inversion, because you don't see weather inversions. They say that to the radar people. That it's a weather inversion of the radar. No, they're going to have to come up with some new ones for this. So that'd be one funny thing to hear, unless the president speaks to everybody, and then they're not going to come up with any reasons.
All right. Well, look, I appreciate the telephone call.
Hey,
and
thanks for the show, Kevin.
All right. Thank you for calling. All right, folks, the telephone line is open. This is Open Line Live. And I'm really, really interested in your thinking about this prediction from Blossom Goodchild. It really is all a buzz around the internet. And I've been getting emails now for several days where people have been asking me to do a show on this. And I've held off, and the reason I've held off is because of, the same thing that the two previous callers had talked about, that we hear predictions all the time. And, if you just look around the internet, you'll see a theory and a prediction about just doggone nearly anything. But this one seems to be a little bit different. It seems to be different in some really important respects. One of them is it gives a specific date and location. Pretty specific location. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. This is the Kevin Smith Show. I'm Kevin Smith, and it's Open Line tonight. We've been talking about Blossom Goodchild and this very amazing, I'm using the shorthand, prediction that she has made about October the 14th. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Good evening, Kevin. It's Terry from Ohio.
Hi, Terry.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
I just like to see that, you know, it's kind of funny, you know, that they're, you know, giving a prelude to when, where, and how this is going to take place, like it's staged. I'm sure you're aware of, like, Bluebeam.
Yeah. Yeah, the thought crossed my mind.
And that, you know, that's how the government's going to bring umpteen millions of Muslims and Christians, Catholics, and all that stuff into one religion. I would think that if the aliens was going to make an impression, they would park one of those over every country in the world. And I don't think there would be any forewarning. So that's kind of where I'm at on it.
So you don't buy it at all?
Not until the 14th, and I, you know, and it's there, and then I would still question about, you know, is it real or not.
All right. Let me throw this at you. October the 14th. That's D-Day for this thing. It's supposed to happen on October the 14th. The Canadian Prime Minister, Mr. Stephen Harper, within the last week has called for a surprise federal election to occur on October 14th, 2008. Alfred Weber, I don't know how long you've been listening to the show. I think it's a long time. You probably then have heard when I've had Alfred Weber on before. He's from exopolitics.com, and he says that world officials are taking the announcement of the arrival of an extraterrestrial spacecraft in our skies seriously, and plans may already be underway to pull public focus away from such a seminal event and place it on more domestic and political issues instead. What do you think about that?
I just have to still stick with my guns on that and you know, and say that it's the New World Order ploy, which we find ourselves in. And, you know, at this time, you know, with just one ship and all, you know, some of the heads of these governments kind of taking it seriously, like they're being told to take it seriously, you know, it's a you know, right now I'd have to say it's a ruse, something to do with that blue beam, and they're trying to, you know,
so even
going off on it.
If I understand what you're saying, even if this thing appears, you don't buy that it truly is extraterrestrial.
I would have to say that they would have to somehow. Prove that it's a solid mass, like you say, it would have to show up on radar. You know, maybe they would have to get really close to it, to, you know, and, you know, see that it is truly a solid object.
So, like a if a news helicopter got up really close to it and was able to photograph and videotape it really close, would that be enough for you?
Well, yeah, and if they used, like, the flare, infrared, you name it, whatever we got available, to prove that it's solid and it's real for there, that's kind of evidence I would probably need.
All right. All right, I appreciate your observations. Now, let me ask you this. Is this, well, how much confidence do you normally place in channeled messages?
Usually not so much at all. Although you talked the other night about they can't find where we store memory.
Yeah.
In our brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are like tapped into the ether or whatever it's called. So I suppose there's a possibility there, but from past references, I ain't found too many that's been accurate.
All right, fair enough. I appreciate the call, Terry.
You're welcome, Kevin. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. All right, folks, what do you think about it? The telephone number is 602-539-9580. This is really reverberating around the Internet. Now, the Internet is a virtual world, but those who populate it also populate the real world. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Yes, it's Kevin from North Bay, Ontario.
How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing all right. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Always doing great. I don't get paid more to have a bad day.
Hey, Kev, did you get my emails on the Venus Project?
No.
You haven't gotten it, huh?
No.
You ever heard of the Venus Project?
Yes, I can tell you I've heard of it. I can't tell you that I'm conversant with it.
So you have heard of Jacques Fresco, Roxanne Meadows, and whatnot, and their plans for probably, I would say, better future of mankind. And by the way, I'm hoping, I don't mean to, talk about other radio show hosts, but Alex Jones, sir, before you start slamming people, a little bit of research. Anyway, the Venus Project, it's a concept that I've embraced recently. It talks about utilizing free, undepletable, clean energies for everybody and not just a certain elite.
Mm-hmm.
Utilized for the entire society and also pretty much total change of society. Because quite frankly, the economy-based society flat out just does not work.
Okay.
And I think his concept of a resource-based society, I think is. I know it sounds a bit utopian, but I think if you really check out the Venus Project and Jacques Fresco's work over the last 75 years, and of course he's passing it on to Roxanne Meadows, I think there's something there. I think it's a future that mankind can really look forward to. And according to Jacques Fresco, this future for mankind actually we had the technology for it 30. Like we have the capability for it today. We have the technology for it to do it. We have the resources for it. We have the knowledge and the science for it. It's unfortunate that those that pretty much monopolize the oil, the energy industry, have a pull within our politics, have been able to suppress all of these wonderful energy technologies that we could have today.
All right, I will check it out, and you might want to send me the emails again. It is possible that the filters dumped it before I got to see it. So send it again, and I'll keep an eye out for it.
Can I give out the website?
Not till I read it. Let me read it first. Okay? All right.
I'll send it to you then. All right.
Thanks for the call. All right. The telephone line is open, and it is 602-539-9580. As I was saying, pardon me, the virtual world of the Internet, it is a virtual world, and we know that it has been used to propagate lots of hoaxes and nonsense. It's also been used to disseminate a lot of really solid, good information. But we need to realize that the virtual world of the Internet is populated by real people, and they live in a real world. This prediction by Blossom Goodchild has gone out over the Internet, and I mean, it's just the writer that I quoted earlier. Let me read this again. Like wildfires in the Australian outback, rumors of an upcoming mass televised UFO sighting over America are taking the Internet by storm. That's absolutely true. It's just all over the place. On the Internet, it's there. I mean, you find it in blogs, you find it on YouTube. You find that lots of radio hosts have already done shows on this, and now here I'm doing one on it. It's out there. It's all over the place. The virtual world of the internet is swirling with this information. But we have to remember something. We have to remember that Blossom Goodchild is a real person. And not just a virtual identity, she is a real person. And she is an author. She is an actress. She is a professional medium. And as a real person, this information that she has put out there really has real-world effects upon her. If it doesn't happen on October the 14th, as she said it would, there are going to be some real-world effects upon Blossom Goodchild's career. We'll be back right after this. We have some more things to look at, but I'm interested in what you think about all of this. The telephone line is open. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. I'm Kevin Smith, your host, and we're talking about some really edge information. The prediction made by Blossom Goodchild, and it says that October the 14th, there's going to be a massive UFO sighting over the southern United States. A massive craft, and that it's going to be parked in the skies for around 72 hours, and that they're doing that so that the all of the news media, everybody can see it, and they're here undeniably. Okay, that's the message. And the questions that I've been asking, I'm going to ask a different question now, but the questions I've been asking is, how much confidence do you place in channeled messages? And why is this one different, if it is different? Is it different? But I want to ask another question. And I really want to hear from you on this. This is important. This is really important. And especially in light of my guest tomorrow night. My guest tomorrow night is Stephen Bassett. And he's going to be talking about the Paradigm Research Group and their new push to have 1 million faxes sent to Washington, D.C., demanding disclosure. Okay, now, in light of that, one of the things that has been said for a long, long time is that the reason disclosure doesn't take place is because of that Brookings Institute report that said people would panic. Remember that? They said people would panic if, in fact, they had to face information about UFOs. You know, if real information were to come out saying, okay, look, they're real. You know, if the government were to say they're real and extraterrestrials have been visiting Earth for quite some time and here's what we know about them. If that were to happen, according to the Brookings Institute, there would be panic. There would be chaos. All right. Now, here's a question. Do you think if you walked outside one morning and we'll say October the 14th, you walk outside and you look up, and there it is. The thing is miles long, or in diameter. I don't know what shape it would be. It's just miles of it up in the sky. Would you panic? Don't tell me what you think other people would do. What would you do? How would that affect you? Now, the telephone number is 602-539-9580. 602-539-9580. You walk outside, it's October the 14th, You walk out, and there it is. What is your response to that? Now, at this point, I have to say that I'm not a big fan of channeled messages. And the reason I'm not is because they are usually so ambiguous that you can interpret it just about any way you want to. And then it makes it possible for the person who channeled the message to apply it to virtually anything that happens, and then say, well, you see, it came true. Or it's so ambiguous that they can sort of wiggle out of it later and say, well, we misinterpreted it, you didn't understand. This one is different in that respect. This one gives a specific date, October the 14th. It gives at least, it doesn't give a specific location, narrowed down to it's going to be over this city. It doesn't do that, but it does give a specific location in that it's supposed to be over the southern United States. Now, when you think of it like that, I mean, this one has no wiggle room. And it's specific in that it also says that this craft is going to be hovering in the air above the southern United States for 72 hours. Now, look, I don't care how slanted and biased you may think that CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox News, it doesn't matter how biased you think they are. If that thing shows up and it's up there in the air for 72 hours, they have to report on it. You know they're going to. They have to. There's no way they cannot report on it. And here's what will force them to report on it. What will happen is there's going to be, you know, everybody with a cell phone that has a camera on it is going to be taking pictures. That stuff's going to hit the internet before it hits CNN, before it hits CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox News. It's going to hit the internet. The pictures are going to be there. And that in itself is going to force the major media entities to get out there and, you know, video the thing and start reporting on it. So if it happens, there's no way this thing can be kept secret. No way at all. But how will you respond to it? Are you going to panic? Is it going to frighten you? Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yes, this is Dale from Long Beach.
Yes, Dale.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't believe I would panic. I think I would be amazed because I've studied this for so many years, and I really wouldn't be surprised. However, I don't have much faith that this is going to happen. And as for the channeling, I don't have any faith in it either. Very little faith in it.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. When you say you don't have much confidence or faith that this is going to happen, is that because you don't have much confidence in channeled messages, or is it based on something else?
Exactly, because I don't have any confidence in channeled messages. I don't believe in it.
Okay. Let's say, and I don't have much confidence in channeled messages, and I've just stated my reasons. My reasons are pretty simple. They're usually so ambiguous that you could apply it to virtually anything and then say, well, you see, it happened. Or you can wiggle out of it and say, well, you know, people just didn't understand it. This one is really specific. I'm not saying I have confidence in it because of that. I'm saying it's very different because of that. This one is very specific. It gives us a date. It gives us a region of the world to look at. And it says the thing's going to be up there for 72 hours. So let me do two things with you. One,
okay.
It doesn't happen. We'll just say it doesn't happen. What do you think will be the effects upon Blossom Goodchild if it doesn't happen?
She will lose complete credibility. And, and I think that maybe this may be part of her acting.
Well, I hadn't considered that.
And maybe it's for attention. I don't know. I hope she's not doing this because this throws a bad light on the serious researchers that are trying to get to the truth. And when people tell false stories and it's found out that it's not true, then it makes the whole community of researchers look bad.
Let me throw something in the mix here. There was a guy back in the late 1800s who predicted the return of Jesus Christ on a specific date. And his followers sold their homes and farms and all their possessions and went out on top of the mountain to await the return of Jesus Christ. Didn't happen. So he said, oh, you know what? I made a mistake in calculating the date. And he set a new date. And more followers sold their homes and all their possessions and went out on top of the mountain to await the return of Jesus Christ. It didn't happen. He set a third date, and there was a repeat event, and it didn't happen. You would think he would be so discredited that we would not even know his name today. But we do know his name, and the whole movement turned into a church, and it's a big, huge church and growing even today.
I know exactly who you're talking about, but I'm not going to mention it on the air.
Well, something like that could happen to Blossom Goodchild, too. We humans are weird.
I know. And the thing is nobody, as far as Jesus Christ, and if you believe in him, nobody knows the day nor the hour, not even the sun. And if they had read the actual scripture, then they would know that.
Fair enough.
Because there's no way they could possibly know. And it would, somebody that set these dates, that's just false prophecy.
Okay, well, now I want to be clear. She's not linking this to the return of Jesus Christ.
Oh, no. I understand that. But I understand the point you was making.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is when people set these dates, beware.
Well, October the 14th is going to be an interesting day, even if nothing happens. Just watching something happen or nothing happen is going to be interesting to see what happens. And also, December the 21st, 2012 is going to be a day like that.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, if it does happen, if I walk outside my home and I see this thing up there, the first thing I'm going to do is if my husband's at work, I'm going to call him and I'm going to say, I told you so.
Yep.
because he is totally in denial of all of this. Totally in denial.
Well, a lot of people are. And some people who are in total denial may panic.
Oh, yeah, I know. And he won't even discuss the subject. I tried to talk to him about it, and he says, do you believe that? And I said, I don't believe everything, but I do believe some things because the evidence is there. Where there's no evidence, then how can I believe it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, that would be the first thing I would do. Or if he's inside, I'm going to say, come out here right now. I want you to see this.
You've got to see this. Dale, do you have a cell phone?
Yes, I do.
Does it have a camera on it?
Yes, it does.
All right, here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
If you walk outside on October the 14th and you see it, I want you to snap a picture and email it to me.
Oh, I definitely will.
All right.
I will definitely do that.
Dale, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, folks, the telephone line is open, and I'd love to hear from you. What is going to be your response? If you walk outside, you look up October the 14th, and there it is. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? All right, we have a real bad connection, but go ahead, and we'll see if we can pick up what you're saying.
Okay, tuning in late tonight, but had a couple of things. Am I coming in okay now?
We can hear you, but there's a lot of static on your line.
Let me move around here. How about now?
Nah, go ahead, and we'll see if we can decipher.
Okay, about three things. Number one, I agree that I have no confidence or very little confidence in Channel's messages, but not because I think they're fake.
All right.
I think the channels themselves are genuinely getting messages. I question the source. Because once upon a time, 20, 30 years ago, this was a valid form of communication with the extraterrestrial telepathy and channeling, but almost all of the reputable ET people, all of them said, we're not going to have channels anymore. It gets twisted too bad. So even the ETs know that this flowery language stuff, like you said, isn't getting the message across.
All right.
Number two, and I'm not defending her. I just want to clarify before the fact.
All right.
Austin Goodchild has said she did not predict this appearance over the United States or Alabama. They were two different statements that people reporting on what she said have grouped together.
Okay.
They said over the Southern Hemisphere. Then there was a long pause, and they simply said, we give you the name Alabama. And she doesn't think they literally meant the state of Alabama. She was trying to figure out what imagery they used. Because if you've ever studied mediums or what mediums talk about, a lot of what they get is not word-for-word messages, but imagery. And the imagery may mean something to the channel, and it may not, and they may misinterpret it.
All right.
So, number three, the last caller referred to something that, I won't say it's a pet peeve, but it's something I always like to point out, that you always have to be careful to understand things in the context that they were meant.
Mm-hmm.
The biblical statement about no man knows the day or the hour. Okay, you know that in the United States we have Thanksgiving, and often people refer to it as like Turkey Day, right?
Yeah.
Or Christmas is Ho-Ho Day.
All right.
There is a Jewish holiday called Rosh Hashanah. It is referred to as the day which no man knows. The reason that is because it's a 24-hour festival that begins when someone comes in from the field and reports to the high priest in the temple that they have seen the new moon. And the priest would blow their trumpet. You had to drop what you were doing, head to the temple, and prepare for a 24-hour festival.
Okay.
You didn't know if it was going to be on the first day or the second day, and you didn't know what time of day, but you had a real close time frame as to when it was going to be. So the statement, no man knows the day or the hour when the Lord will return, is a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, telling you to go study the scriptures and specifically study about Rosh Hashanah if you want to know the specifics about the coming again. It doesn't nail down an exact date, but it's telling you how to know when the time frame is near. How about that for context?
Well, that's true. That gives some flavor to it. Expands the understanding of it. However, his statement is a direct response to a direct question about when will he return. And it is a direct response to the question, when are you coming back? No man knows the date or the hour. They would have understood that that was a reference that they were accustomed to with Rosh Hashanah.
Correct.
However, it was a direct response.
Oh, yes, it was. And I still say that we don't know the exact time. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't think he was...
Well, let me ask you this question, because the show is not about her use of that scripture. She used it as an example. The show is about Blossom Goodchild in October the 14th.
And I don't think it's going to happen.
All right, but if you walk out on October the 14th and look up and it's there, what's going to be your response?
How about that? I was wrong. Let me get out my glasses and take a look and see if it's real. Because, hey, it could be that, what do they call it, Project Bluebeam or whatever.
Yep.
In fact, I talked with someone who's a listener to the show. I hope she doesn't mind me saying this. I think she said she had a dream where she looked up and saw a spaceship, and it turned into, like, pixelated digits on a computer screen and disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of theorized, maybe that means if this thing does appear, it's fakery. So,
it
you know,
might
you
be.
Don't know.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right. All right, folks. Lots of different opinions on this, and I'm very interested in yours. You can do that by calling us. All right, the telephone line is open, and we would love to have your call and your input on this. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir.
This is Tony from Oklahoma, Norman.
Yes, Tony.
How are you? I already asked that. I haven't called in quite a while.
It has been a while, yeah. So what about you? How much confidence do you place in channeled messages?
After that Zeta talk, that kind of hurt things. But I still have an open mind as far as that goes, and this October 14th thing.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I read the whole thing on that on YouTube and saw, about three or four things, including the Good Child, what you said. And all I could say is, who knows if it's true? I would like to see it happen, finally. I would like to see this out in the open and... that's the way I feel about it. I mean, we know they're here.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. If you walk outside on October the 14th and you look up in the sky and there's a massive spaceship setting up there, what will be your response? How is that going to affect you?
Oh, that's some question. I guess I would just have to wait and see it happen. And one big thing, I'm getting no sound.
You're getting no sound?
No, I can't hear you.
All right, well, I don't know why. I do know that our radio feed is going out. But, everything on this end is looking fine.
It's there now.
Okay. I just turned it off and turned it back on, so I don't know. Anyway, Tony, so you don't think you're going to panic if you see this thing?
Panic? No. Well, if they start firing and stuff like that, naturally, I think we'll all panic. But if they're going to do what they say they're going to do...
So if you just see it up there, it's not going to make you panic?
No, no. In fact, I'd be glad to see that.
But, all right.
As far as I could remember, I think they said that they were going to show up and stay there for 24 of our Earth.
72 hours.
Yeah, 73 24-hour periods.
Yeah.
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 That would be something to see. What are we going to do? Like you said, if a news helicopter goes up there and hovers right near and starts going video feed from the chopper. What are they going to do?
Tony, I have to run, man. The break is on us. Thank you for the call.
You take care, Kevin.
All right. All right, folks, we'll be back after this break. You walk out on October the 14th, you look up into the sky, and there is a massive spaceship. Will you panic? welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We've been talking about, throughout the show, this prediction. I know it's not actually a prediction. It's a message, a channeled message, but for shorthand, I'm calling it a prediction. We've been talking about this prediction from Blossom Goodchild. Blossom Goodchild is an actress, apparently a well-established actress over in Australia, and she is a professional medium. She channels messages, generally, usually, from a Native American Indian energy called White Cloud. But this message was channeled from a group that she says are called the Federation of Light. And they told her, and she's told us, told the world, that on October 14, there's going to be this massive UFO that will appear in the skies, and that it's going to be there for about 72 hours, and the world is going to see it. The world is going to know. Well, what I find interesting about that, and I want to know, look, the telephone line is open, and I would love to know what you think about this. But what I've said is that this message is different from most channeled messages because this one gives some specifics. If October 14 arrives and this doesn't happen, I would say that Blossom Goodchild's career is toast. You know, this is a very risky thing that she is doing here. So if this doesn't happen, I'd say her career as an author, as an actress, as a medium, her career is toast. Pretty risky stuff. But, you know, she's not the only one to be talking about this. Danyon Brinkley, I think you're all familiar with Danyon Brinkley. Danyon Brinkley wrote in his latest book that was published in 2004, it's called Secrets of the Light. He wrote on page 222 these words. By the year, I'm quoting now, by the year 2008, the fact that we are not alone in the universe will be made undeniably clear to everyone on the planet. With millions of planets and billions of stars, I cannot fathom how we could ever have thought in any other terms. However, for those who have doubted, the extraterrestrials will make themselves known. I believe, let me put this caller on hold and I'll continue. Danyon Brinkley says, I believe they feel they have no choice but to show themselves as we verge on self-annihilation, genocide, and toxic poisoning. The truth of our intergalactic lineage will become common knowledge. If I am to believe the vision, the truth of our intergalactic lineage will cause humanity to take one wild ride. So you have Danyon Brinkley, who's been a guest on this show, and he's world famous, says something similar, but he doesn't name October 14th. Now, Blossom Goodchild does, and we're examining your response to that. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Brent from Wyoming. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Brent. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
My first reaction if I walked outside and saw that thing?
Yeah.
Okay. What can they do to help?
What if they're not going to do anything to help?
I'd say, well, Kevin, can you get them on your show? They're going to be there for 3 days.
I'll tell you what, I'll be trying. You can believe that. You know, I had a person that appeared on this show, and then after he appeared on this show, he started an email campaign criticizing the fact that I have people on that have some really edge information, and I don't vet them, and I don't, you know, I'm supposed, according to him, I'm supposed to have people, only people who present the truth. It's become it's become very clear through his email wars that he's been conducting that he believes he's the only one who has the truth. Now, here's the thing. There seems to be a body of information out there that says that extraterrestrials are real, but they are not here to help us. They're not here to intervene. They're not here to. They're not going to intervene. We have to make whatever choices we intend to make, and they're not going to intervene. I think there are a lot of people out there who believe that these UFO drivers are saviors, and they're here to save mankind from itself. I don't think so. Either we save ourselves from ourselves, or we go the way of the dinosaurs.
Yeah, I understand that one.
All right, so it wouldn't shock you, it wouldn't cause you to panic if you saw it?
Me? No.
All right, how much confidence do you put in channeled messages?
Try to keep them open mind, but most of them are garbage.
What do you think about this one?
We'll keep an open mind and see if it happens. If it happens, we'll all see it.
Yeah, reminds me of that song that it was popular before I was old enough to know what music was, but it was que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. That's kind of my attitude about it. If it happens, it happens, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Brent, thanks for the call.
Yep. Goodbye.
All right, folks. You know, this is big news simply because you've got someone, in my opinion, putting her entire career on the line as an author, as an actress, as a medium. It's all on the line. October the 14th, that's the date. If it doesn't happen, what do you think? I know the trend seems to be, in fact, I think it's 100% tonight, that no one thinks it's going to happen. I think that's 100%. I think there's the whole trend this evening is that nobody thinks this is going to happen. If you think it is going to happen, I'd like to hear from you. If you think that on October the 14th, this spaceship is going to arrive and it's all going to unfold as Blossom Goodchild has told us, I'd like to hear from you. Now, I'm going to move on to another topic, but we'll leave the, it's open line. We'll talk about what you want to talk about. And this topic remains open. And if you haven't called, but you've been trying to get through and couldn't get through, just keep trying. It's, you know, we have lots of calls. Sometimes people don't understand that. Sometimes people say, well, you know, I tried to call and I never can get through. Well, you got to understand, folks, you know, we have in a normal average show, we'll have well over 100 calls, but we can't answer all of those. We can't put them all on the air. So you have to keep trying. You will get through eventually, and we want to hear from you. The telephone number is 602-539-9580. Also, if you're outside of the United States and you're outside of Canada, you can always send a flash message. And the way to send the flash message is to go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. Scroll down. You see the little blurb about tonight's show. And there's a link right at the bottom that says flash message. But that is reserved for people who would have to make an international telephone call in order to call us. But if you're in the United States or Canada, it's not an international call. And the telephone number is 602-539-9580. All right, 602-539-9580. Have you been paying attention to the sun? I live in what is referred to out here as the Valley of the Sun. And I got to tell you, some days it feels like the sun resides right here. I'm in the Phoenix, Arizona area. And some days it is so hot, that it is just impossible to breathe outside in the summertime. Now, we've reached the time of the year when it's begun to cool off, and the weather has begun to be a bit more reasonable. And, in fact, at this time of the year, it becomes almost like paradise here. But it is still called the Valley of the Sun. Now, being the Valley of the Sun means, of course, that we see lots of days of sunshine. But that doesn't mean that you can look directly at the sun. Now, there are people who do look at the sun. There are people who take photographs of the sun, and I've just put some up on our video feed. Now, these photographs of the sun are pretty interesting because one of these photographs is taken in 2008. The other photograph was taken in 2001. Well, what's the difference? Okay, they were taken on September the 27th. The one on the left is taken in 2008. That one is current. The one on the right was taken on September 27th, 2001. You see the difference? The difference is the one on the right, the older one, that one has sunspots. The one on the left, the one that was taken under a month ago, has no sunspots. Now, they were predicting that this solar cycle was going to be fierce. They were predicting that this was just going to be, a record breaker, that it was just going to be fierce, and there could be solar flares like we've never seen before. And, well, it is like we have never seen in recorded history, and that is the opposite has taken place. There are no sunspots. Also, the sun is dimmer. It's not as bright as it was. People who have been talking about global warming, they've shifted. They're not talking global warming anymore. They're talking climate change. Have you noticed that? The buzzwords have changed. It's not global warming anymore, it's climate change. You know why? Well, because even though it won an Academy Award, and even though the director or the main actor or whatever you want to call him won a Nobel Peace Prize, or a Nobel Prize, I'm not sure it was the Peace Prize, but the Nobel Prize, for the movie about global warming called An Inconvenient Truth, even though that happened, something didn't happen, and that was global warming. Because the data began to come out after the movie came out, the data finally began to hit the public information, and since about 1996, not only has global warming leveled off, it's begun to chill down just a little bit. We're going to talk some more about that sun that you're watching when we come back from this break. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We've been talking about several things, but mainly about Blossom Goodchild's message that she delivered, saying that there's going to be this massive UFO sighting on October the 14th. Now, I've received a flash message correcting me. This is from the Netherlands, from Tim, and it says, you previously stated that the missing shape on the satellites was 4,000 miles, but in fact it's 4,000 kilometers, according to Google Earth right now. You are correct. I'm just so used to saying miles here in the United States that it just came out that way. But it's true. It's 4,000 kilometers. Let me see if we have, yes, we have JP from Australia. And it says, damn, Kev, you've gone silent on me through two browsers, too. You're still looking good, though. Keep up the good work. Yeah, I don't know what's happening. On the video feed, the audio has dropped out a couple of times tonight, and I don't know. We'll check into that. The radio feed is doing fine, and for those of you listening by radio, you haven't experienced an audio dropout at all. And but that is because it is a radio show. All right, and look, the video, we like it, but that's completely secondary. It's fluff and puff compared to the radio show. It's there, but it's just secondary to the radio show. All right, now, I want to put the picture back up of the sun, and this is another, yeah, there we go. The picture is up of the sun, and what you see is the one on the right has some sunspots, the one on the left doesn't. The one on the right was taken September 27th, 2001. The one on the left, September 27th, 2008. Just a few weeks ago. All right, now, a little over a week ago it was taken. All right, so the deal is with the group that's been talking global warming, global warming, global warming, I have not said that global warming wasn't taking place. Those of you who have listened to this show for some time know that. What I have said is that whatever warming is taking place is happening actually throughout our solar system. And that the warming that's taking place is not just here on Earth. It's happening on Mars. It's happening on Venus and Saturn. It's happening all the way out to Pluto. And that there's something going on, yes, but it's not us humans causing it. Well, then the data came out about global warming. I mean, the actual data, not the opinions of people who aren't scientists, but the actual data came out. And the actual data shows that there was a warming trend that leveled off in about 1996, and then it began slightly, very ever so slightly, to cool down. We have had Robert Felix as a guest on this show, and he has talked about the fact that there is ocean warming as a result of the volcanic activity in the ocean. And we are now learning that there is unprecedented amounts of volcanic activity taking place in the ocean. And it is warming up the waters. And he said, and he provides in his book the meteorological data from experts who are meteorologists, that as the oceans warm, this creates climate change. And the climate change that we can expect is increased amounts of precipitation. Well, I think we're seeing that. And the increased amounts of precipitation then bring on an ice age. One of the things that the article asked, that I got that picture from, one of the things that it brings up is that the sun is dimming and that temperatures are ever so slightly cooling. And then it asks the question, what does this mean for the future of our climate? There are scientists around the world now that are saying we may be headed for another mini ice age. Well, and these are not edge scientists. These are major scientists that study weather, and they say we may be headed into another mini ice age. The reason that I point this out is because it is also possible that though the scientists who study the sun miss their predictions about this solar cycle being extremely violent, and that they predicted that there were going to be gigantic sunspots, and that we could see solar flares like we've never seen before. Even though those predictions are not coming true right now, this could be the calm before the storm. We just don't know. The scientists looking at the sun have never seen it like this before. Never. In recorded history, since we've been able to observe what's really taking place on the sun in the space age, they've never seen this. So they really don't know what to predict here. But this could be the calm before the storm. When it does finally kick off, if it does, then we might have some really, really raging sunspots, solar storms, solar flares, coronal mass ejections. It could happen. The point is, we don't know. Now, the reason I make the point is because I am anti-panic. When the movie came out, there was panic worldwide over global warming. Now that the data is being paid attention to instead of the movie, they've changed it to climate change. They're not talking about global warming. They're talking about climate change. Yes, climate is going to change. It always does. The fact is, what we're seeing on the sun right now may have happened many times in history, but it's the first time we've had the technology to observe it. There's just no reason for panic. There's no reason for panic. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And there's no reason for panic over October the 14th. Even if the spaceship arrives, even if it's massive and it stays for 72 hours, there's no reason to panic, because there's nothing you or I can do about it. There is no reason to panic. And the same holds true for all of the massive predictions that have been coming up about the year 2012. I hope that you understand our calendar is off. Our calendar has a four-year mistake in it. And if our calendar were corrected, this is 2012. There is no reason for us to panic, because there is nothing you can do that's going to change whatever is going to happen in the grand scheme of the cosmos. Nothing you can do is going to change it. Since there is nothing you can do that is going to change it, the only thing you can change is how you live. Let's live free from fear. Tomorrow night, my guest is Stephen Bassett, and we're going to be talking about his new campaign to have 1 million faxes sent to Congress asking for hearings and disclosure. We'll be back tomorrow night, same time. You be here too. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again. Until tomorrow, so long, everybody.